Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today about wiffle ball. It's coming up in just a minute.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Is Classic Rock Station. I feel a little embarrassed writing you about this, but here goes anyways. I don't have a lot down there, if you know what I mean. I'm 18 years old and could tell the first day we showered in gym, I wasn't like the other boys. What hope is there for me with only a pinky's worth of pork? Signed, Hopeless in Huntsville.
Okay.
Well, first off, man, I gotta admit, it took a lot of balls to write that letter to my face. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it did. Uh-huh. I mean, ain't everybody gonna have the gift of girth like I do. We can only go to bat with what God gave us. It sounds to me like you need to learn the bunt sign. Anyways, my point is, there's still a purpose for your pork. Uh-huh. But it's up to you to find the right game plan. First off, man, most women don't even know the difference unless they've been around the block a bunch. And I've been with a few of them girls. I've been with some girls that have tried on more pork swords and shoes. And some can be cruel. I remember Angel Skinner telling one ex-boyfriend that it felt like someone was picking her nose down there.
Oh.
I swear to God she did. And he's still in counseling. Talk like that can cripple a man.
Uh-huh.
First off, man, if a girl starts doubting what you got downstairs, just tell her the less it weighs, the longer it stays.
Uh-huh.
And who cares if you ain't packing like everybody else? Embrace it. Stand up, speak up, and be incontinent about it. Be like, hey, baby, I'm like them little candy bars at Halloween. I'm fun size. Uh-huh. I swear to God you should. Uh-huh. Hell, I've known a lot of guys that bowled 300 games without using 16-pound balls. My point is, you got other aspects to your game you can talk up. I had a lot of friends I wrestled with that bragged about having big guns, but then word got out they had quick triggers.
Uh-huh.
So which is worse? Secondly, shave the shrubs or lube the pubes, because hair hides inches. Everybody knows it. If you don't want to cut them, at least wet them down. I'm just saying, if it looks like the perm on Richard Simmons, you're carrying way too much cover.
Uh-huh.
And look at it this way. Not everybody can bench press the same. Not everybody runs the same speed. Not everybody gets the same grades in defensive driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Uh-huh.
So start looking at your upside. Tell her you got some staying power. Or tell her you're double digits, at least in the metric system. Or tell her, hey, baby, at least I got fat fingers.
Uh-huh.
Either way, you have options, Hopeless. I swear to God you do. I gotta go.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Tom, we have a special guest.
Joining us in the studio, he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he is Edwin McCain. He's hanging out with us. We'll talk with Edwin momentarily. Right now we're going to switch to the satellite, where we have one of the stars of Nateland on YouTube. It's the great comedian Greg Warren, whose new special on YouTube on Nateland is called The Champ. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Tom. Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Greg.
Well, Greg, congratulations on the terrific new special.
Thanks, buddy.
Are you home?
No, no.
Oh, that's a hotel. Okay, because I was going to say, I see a towel hanging from the doorway.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like a hotel room there.
That is should've straightened up a little more.
That's
I'm
going to
Hilton Garden Inn.
The most giant headboard I've ever seen on a bed, or maybe it's the...
I think it's... No, you're right. It is. Yeah. It's a giant headboard. I asked for those.
The angle. All right. Well, you they certainly came through for you.
I think you need some more bottles of water, too. My.
Yeah, you're hydrating enough.
I'm happy to see it, Greg. You got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, I peaked.
Thanks,
clear.
Josh. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, Christy, those are predominantly Evian bottles of water.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Now that you got that special, you're all
well, the best.
Money.
That's Nateland money right there, guys.
By the way, you owe me $20, pal. Okay.
Is that for your joke in my special?
No, it's just in general. Like 20 years ago,
okay.
I loaned you $20.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Pretty sure.
Yeah,
I saw some video of you over the weekend at some sort of wrestling. You were standing in front of two naked men wrestling and portrayed in granite. Is that right? Am I close to what you were looking at?
That was from earlier this mm-hmm. past month. That was at the Louvre, chick.
Oh, okay.
It's a famous wrestling statue, and I broke down the technique of this statue.
Yes, he did. He said, "This is the way I used to do this. This far more effective." He kept saying, "Yeah."
Yeah, the guy was working a move called the guillotine, which it's France, so it's fitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a high school move, chick. If you want to know,
oh goodness,
it's not really a college move.
Is it legal?
Oh yeah, it's legal. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to get in it in college. You know, it's a high school.
I have a question. There's of course the famous illegal full Nelson, and then the half Nelson.
Yeah.
Was there someone named Nelson that developed that?
I don't know that. That's a great question.
I would think with your years of wrestling in high school and college and a state champion, et cetera, you would have found that out. Right?
Yeah, a two-time state champion, I do want to point out. But
two-timer. They call him a two-timer, Tom.
Yeah.
The deuce.
And you're not even allowed to mention anything about a state championship unless it's a two-timer.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day, typically on this
program. You're talking to me like I'm a one-timer. And
I'm sorry. Disrespectful.
He's one-timing you, man.
We should explain to Edwin, on this show, Greg will do a deep dive into an unusual topic, say peanut butter, and he'll go deep. Perhaps you should go deep on the names of wrestling moves.
I could do that.
Are there any others that we would have heard of?
Nope, that's it.
Oh,
Nelson.
I mean, they vary regionally, Tom. I mean, say like a cow catcher, that's a different move in certain parts of the country.
Oh.
That sounds like a sex move.
Or the rusty gate. Oh, wait, no, that's lacrosse.
I don't think that's... Edwin, I know, you know, you're a rock star. You guys have different experiences on the road than comedians do.
Our hotel rooms are cleaner.
I don't know all these sex moves, you know.
All these sex moves.
Now, have you chosen a topic to go do a deep dive in today?
I did, Tom. I wanted to discuss today the history of wiffle ball.
Oh, yes. I love wiffle ball.
I'm with you, chick. One of my all-time favorite activities.
So do I, guys. And you have David Mullaney to thank for that, a former semi-pro pitcher. A lot of those old guys will say, like, I was a semi-pro, what is it? Were you in the minor leagues or not? It just sounds a little bit phony to me. But this guy, Mr. Gertner... He was my neighbor when I was growing up, and he said he played semi-pro baseball. He said he also played semi-pro tennis, semi-pro basketball, and semi-pro hockey. So it's one of those things like the more he said, the less I believed him. He also he was a good guy, but he had a lot of advice. My friend Ted Ruger and I, one time my dad told us to cut the lawn, and we thought it'd be funny to carve a curse word into the lawn.
That is funny.
And Mr. Gertner came by, and he's like, you're cutting the wrong all along. All wrong. You got to go like he didn't understand what you're doing. He's like, you go in rows. You don't go in this running around. You're like, he didn't see the swear word that we had.
What did it start with?
F.
Oh,
the big
nice.
Oh,
man. Nice.
You really went all out.
Perfect.
Yeah. We were idiots.
So once you got the lawn mode, is that where you played wiffle ball?
We did play some wiffle ball back there, Chick, and those they got pretty. And thanks for that transition, buddy.
I do what
you guys
I
are professional. We played quite a bit of wiffle ball, and it got very emotional. It's a very emotional game.
It is.
Oh yeah,
it is.
It has its highs and lows.
Did you have the lawn chair as the umpire? Right.
Yeah, it's the strike zone. Yeah,
you strike hit zone. The, yeah, right.
No, we didn't think of that, but that's a good idea. We hired an umpire at one point. Rob Wetzel had to come down and umpire for
Whoa.
Us.
Whoa.
Yeah, right. We paid him like $3. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, Robbie needs the money.
Yeah, he quit in the fourth inning. We got yelled at way too much.
Come on, Wetzel.
It was invented, patented in 1957. David had a son, and his son was out playing. He was playing ball. They had a broomstick and a plastic golf ball.
Hmm.
And they were also trying to throw a curveball. And David, as a supposed semi-pro pitcher, knew that when kids throw a curveball, that's the easiest way to hurt your arm. So he was like, I'm going to try to find a ball that will curve easily. He was also out of work at the time. And he had a buddy. This is crazy. He had a buddy that worked at the Colt Firearms Company. Now, Colt Firearms, when they weren't making guns, they were making packages for Coty perfume.
Really?
You want to talk about diversification?
Yeah.
They were making packages, and he the package was like a ball. It was like a white plastic ball that they put the perfume in. So he's got his buddy to give him a bunch of these packages.
Weird.
Luckily, his buddy, for all of us, was not a bricklayer. So he started fooling around with making a wiffle ball, and that's how he made the wiffle ball. Now, when they are manufactured, there's two halves, guys. You have the half with the holes in it,
right,
and the half without the holes in it, and they fuse them together. I suspect there's quite a bit of rivalry between those two sides of the business over there at Wiffle Ball.
Where'd the name come from?
Well, from whiffing, you know, striking out, whiffing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't want to go up there and whiff, Tom. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. That's true.
So do you think the guys who make the half, the solid half, have some kind of beef with the
Swiss cheese half?
And I think it's the other way around, Josh. The other guys are doing a lot more work.
Yeah.
Those guys are like, you're over there on non-hole side. You guys knocking off at noon every day, and you're getting paid the same.
You're getting paid the same.
You know, they'd make
Or maybe it's a situation of like, hey, man, you know, you're doing good work over here. I like what I see. You keep it up, we're going to put you on holes.
Very nice. What else have we got?
Well, Tom, our boy David Mullaney sold these things out of his car at first.
Was it just the balls, or did he have something to do with the bat as well?
Just the balls at first, Josh. The bat came like 3 years later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of people going, boy, I wish I had something to hit this ball with?
So they were mostly stickball, I guess.
Probably stickball, or maybe even just maybe they played it with a wooden bat, really.
Yeah.
Josh, I know you said you enjoyed wiffle ball, but you were in the sporting equipment business for a while. Did you guys look down on wiffle ball, or did you see them as a competitor over at Rawlings?
We didn't. We saw wiffle ball as a gateway to using Rawlings' product. So we encouraged wiffle ball so that eventually, you know, those interested in baseball and stuff would start.
Encouraged. Hmm? So like financially encouraged? Is that what you're saying?
Hey. look, some of us may have been not everything was on the level.
Did money change hands at any point between
Well,
you?
We don't like to say that. We like to say favors were done.
I'm just going to leave this right here.
Yeah.
Now, is there an off-brand wiffle ball, or does Wiffle have a patent that's still out there?
Awful ball is not a very good product.
Well, it's right there in the name.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I would imagine there is. Yeah.
Well, you know, they make plastic bat and ball. The ball is solid plastic. I mean, it's hollow inside, but there's no holes on it.
Yeah, I never played with that though. That seemed like that's not you can't curve it.
No, you don't.
But
it
you
at
could
all.
You could crush it.
Yeah. It would go a long way.
Especially one of those giant big red bats.
Big red bats. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That are comically large. Yeah.
The torpedo bat of the plastic bat.
They make a good noise too.
I just heard the sound in my head.
Yes.
I heard it. Pope.
Yeah. Josh is a guy with brothers. If you were in the pool and you got hit in the back with a wiffle bat, which one hurt more, the big red one or the yellow one?
The yellow. The yellow one.
Yeah, it did. It did hurt more. Yes. It's not going to hit the ball farther, but it hurt more when it hit your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sold these things out of the trunk of his car, which, man, we've been through a lot of these reports, and, man, they were selling a lot of stuff out of the trunks of cars back then.
They sure were.
And it seems like you don't need to – you just say you sold it out of the car. We didn't think you were selling it out of the hood.
I don't like where this is going. I got a trunk load of my albums out there. What's the problem?
I'll take one, Edwin. I'm a big fan. Josh, pick me up one of those. I'll reimburse you. I'm a big fan, Ed. I'd love to have one. If he could sign it, that'd be great. What's sold out of the trunk of the car today, guys, besides Edward McCain albums?
Usually stolen TV sets, but you open up the box and it's full of bricks.
You know what, though? They tend to be a little bit more organized now. They'll take over like a corner of a busy street, and there'll be, you know, blankets and all sorts of
Tide detergent is a big one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a Procter & Gamble product. I'm going to have to look into that.
That's a fine product, but there is some black market Tide.
Do you still, to this day, Greg, wash your clothes in Tide?
I do.
Of course you do. It's too damn cold to wash them out Tide.
You hear that, Greg?
You know that joke, Greg?
That joke is celebrating his high school graduation.
Man, I was hoping you guys were going to let that
entertainment.
that deserved a little more silence than it got.
No way! That's one of the greats.
Greg, is it considered uncool to use a mitt while playing wiffle ball?
Ken Allen and Greg Allen, they were. We had a league, the Allen boys, the Ruger boys, and the Warren boys. Yeah, the Allen boys, they use gloves, which I don't know. I think it's a little silly, don't you guys think?
Absolutely.
In fact, it eventually should be frowned upon completely.
Because those things can
this
sting.
This is coming from a guy who sold gloves.
Right.
That's an honorable man right there.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you when things changed for wiffle ball guys. 1959, F.W. Woolworth placed a giant order.
Oh, wow.
And that's when they built the factory.
Where'd they build the factory?
Shelton, Connecticut, Josh. It's still there. They've never made a wiffle ball outside the United States.
Really?
It's a U.S. Yeah, whoa. That's right.
That's why,
man,
ESPN went there. Because the very first sport they covered was backyard wiffle ball.
They were covering some weird stuff early on, weren't they?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Believe me, I know. I worked it.
Did you really, Christy?
Arm wrestling.
Curling.
Curling.
Don't you hear every now and then about some, I know a comedian who has like Wrigley Field recreated in his backyard for
wiffle ball? Oh, yeah.
That's actually Rick Messina. He's a manager of a community.
Logan's a Messina. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right.
I think there's the guy named Rick Farrell made a replica of Fenway in Hanover, Massachusetts. They have the World Wiffle Ball Championship. That started in Mishawaka, Indiana, by Jim Bodorf and Larry Grau.
Cool.
And that is still pretty much the premier championship. It's moved around several places. But they have new bats, guys, made from like aluminum, carbon fiber, fiberglass. The moonshot bat is around $200 for a wiffle ball bat.
Whoa! Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, they have how many cuts, Chick, are in that ball? How many holes?
I'm going to say six.
That's a good guess.
Josh?
Eight.
Pat?
I'm going to go with six, too. Make it five.
It's eight. It's eight, oh, eight. Oblong. Oblong cuts on the half of the ball. My buddy John Drexler in high school had an oblong head.
Yeah. I remember that. Football brain. Remember? That's what we called it.
any holes in it?
No. He's, you know, and wow. he's a very handsome guy, but his head was slightly oblong.
That's hard to believe. He was handsome.
I'm telling you, very handsome guy. Yeah, Chick, but it was just slightly oblong. Not like Herman Munster or something, but it was, yeah.
All right.
My last point on wiffle ball, my favorite thing about that ball was when it came in the box, it was like a black and orange box, and it said a two-word sentence with an exclamation point. It curves.
That's right. I remember that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.